This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs continues sharing one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories about opposing the Nazis and anti-Semitism.
When Hitler rigged Germany's church elections to allow Nazi party members to fill church leadership roles, Pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer launched an organization of ministers and theologians opposing the Nazis. In 1938, Dietrich returned to the U.S. for sanctuary from the Nazi regime, but soon he felt he should be sharing in the trials of his fellow German Christians. He managed to return to Germany. Dietrich assisted the small German underground resistance against the Nazis. Using his travels abroad as a pastor and speaker as his cover, he was a courier who shared intelligence with the Allies. In April of 1943, however, the Nazis arrested and imprisoned him. Dietrich continued his opposition work from prison, and his writings were smuggled out by sympathetic guards. But in 1944, his connection to the resistance was discovered, and on April 9th, 1945, they executed Pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer at Flossenbürg concentration camp, just days before the Americans liberated the camp. Despite his tragic death, Dietrich Bonhoeffer's life and works have inspired many through the years. By standing against the Nazis, he influenced Martin Luther King Jr. and the American Civil Rights Movement, as well as anti-communist resistance in Eastern Europe. His beliefs of equality and peace live on today. I'll share another story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.